look at the beginning of the parsha. It starts off a Yeshiv Yaakov be'eretz megurei aviv. If you wanted to discuss where Yaakov was living, what would you call Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Canaan. But the Torah, when he discusses the reason why Yaakov wanted to live there, because it was the Eretz Megure Aviv. That's how the Torah describes the Maila why Yaakov wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael. Not because the Shros HaShchina and the Bisham Mikdosh. But Eretz Megure Aviv. If you look in Parshas, Vayetze, when Yaakov passed the Mokra Mikdosh, what does Rashi bring down, right? Efsha of Varti Amokhen Shispala Boy Avoisai. How can it be I passed the place where my parents, my Avoisai, my father's davened, and then he was Dati Lachzer. He didn't say, how did I not pass the Beis HaMikdosh? He doesn't use that. He describes it as a place, as Mokhen Shispala Lo Avoisai. Yaakov is teaching us that the Yisoid is, in other words, to be a Hemshech, you know, of the others. To be Hemshech. The Milo of Eretz Yisrael in Yaakov's eyes was Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. That was the Milo. All right? He came to Choron. He says, Epshu. Even yeah, very much we see Yitzchok very much is like that. Yitzchok, he built Be'erois, a Korolim in the same, whatever his father called them. This concept of really of connecting to the previous door. It's interesting. Tosfos and Masechtas Babas Daf Nun Tes talks about Chuta Meshulash Loi B'Meiri Yinotek. The Gemara there is discussing about three Mandamrim. Each one were Bnei Torah, were Tamid HaChachamim, and the Gemara calls it Chuta Meshulash. Tosfos, what's the Chiddush? There's plenty people that they had the grandfather, the father, and the grandson were Tamid HaChachamim. Tosfos says because they were Royin Zeze, they saw each other, and because they saw each other, in other words, you got. Then, in other words, you didn't just get from your father, you got from your grandfather. The Sepharna in Parsha Shemois, also Mishpatim, he says a similar thing. It says there that the reason why Levi was Zoicha, to have such Bnei Torah in his Mishpacha, because Levi lived the longest of all the Shvatim, and Meli was Mashpia on his Eniklach. They had a connection to their Zeta. Now, it's Be'eretz Meguravim, that's a Mordekataina. Eretz Meguravim, to be connected. Once so from Shmuel Bambam, he explains. When Abraham was having a sichsuch with Lot, he says, "Al Torah meriva beini beinecho, ke anoshim achim anachnu." It shouldn't be a machlokes because of brothers. And if you're not brothers, you know, you're allowed to have machlokes. What is pshat ke anoshim achim anachnu? So his masber, he says, you have two rocks together, and you separate them. Nothing changes. The rocks here and the rocks there. If you have a plant, and you have earth, and you pull the plant from the earth, what happens? The plant dies, because there's a more of a kesher. When there's a more kesher, so when you don't have that kesher, it falls apart. Brothers is a more of a achray, it's not a machlekes, because the kesher is stronger. That's how he learns. Even Yosef, you see, look at this week's parsha. When Yosef, what happens? Rabbi Yosef, he had this, his brothers were jealous of him. He kind of boy Yaakov, they had kin on him. And Yaakov tells him to go and find his brothers. And what does he do? He went. Right? The Malach says to him, "As Achai on Noichim Avakish." He's looking for the Achva. That's what Yaakov. Even though he knew his brothers had kinna and sin against him, he was looking to make amends, as we say. Achai on Noichim Avakish. I'm looking for Achva. He's looking for Achva. That's what it is. Vaket by them it says they went liris at soin. Rashi says liris as atzmon. They were looking for that pirates. That's what a person has to see. Want to know when you go to the Shurish Adova? The end of the parasha, we find that Yosef interprets the dreams, and the Sarah Mashkem lives, and the Sarah Oifen dies. Now, if you look at the dreams, if you would just quickly look at the dreams, not much difference in the dreams between the Sarah Mashkem's dream and the Sarah Oifen's dream. Where did Yosef see within the dreams that the Sarah Mashkem is going to live, and the Sarah Mashkem is going to die? Obviously, he saw something within the words that Yosef saw. So the Israel of Deslataka, if you look in the Sefer of Chaim Frilendal, Yom Neroim, he brings down for Abdesla, and he explains that really the Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah, that the day Paray sat and was sitting, Vahibu Kait Shalasayim Yomim, right? Kait Shalasayim Yomim, when was this? He wanted a Taina that the Gemara says that Yosef came out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. So that's Mekeit Shereisayim Yomim. So 2 years before that was also Rosh Hashanah. And where they had the dreams on Leil Rosh Hashanah, and one Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisa, B'suchim Lefanov. That Paro is sitting there, he felt he is the Melech of the worlds. So today is the day to decide who goes to live, who goes to die. So Sarah Mashkin to live, and Sarah Mashkin was playing God. That's the way the Rav Esther learns. Oh, but what within the dream did Yosef see? Because if you look at the Sarah Mashkin's oifen, the Sarah Mashkin was trying to say, if you look at his words, he was saying, he saw that he's going to serve Paro again. He's going to go, in other words, he's trying to get back to the Melech. Hashem, the sorrow for me, just see Srashless. You know, that happens. He says, Saroifim uses, it shows his Srashless. It doesn't show that he wants to be, serve the king again. That's the way Rav Dessler learns. So the one that wants to go back to the Malchus will be Zeichel Techaim. It's a good smooth for Rosh Hashanah. The one that's Srashless is not Zeichel Techaim. But I saw this week three Svarim that say a different Mahalach. The first place I saw it was from Eli Bachweigel has a Sefer Evan Meira. But later I found that the Rameh Shapiro said it's B'Shem Rameh Shapiro, the same words. B'Shem Rameh Shapiro says the same words. That's found in one of the new Svarim. They bring down B'Shem Rameh Shapiro that the difference between the dreams of the Sarah Mashkin Sarah Oifen is if you look like this. If you look at the Sarah Mashkin, he says Gefen Lefonai. He describes the vine. And then he describes, he says, "Ve'ekachas anovim ve'eschoit." I took the grapes and I squeezed them, and he gave them to the etain. There's a lot of action, movement in them, and it goes from the beginning. It's starting through the beginning. It goes through where it was on the vine. He took it off the vine. He squeezed it, gave it. In the Sarah Oifen, you see nothing, just a finished product. In the Sarah Oifen, it says, he says, "There's chios." Within the Sarah Mashkin, the fact that he's doing actions shows that this chesnet. But the oifen is a finished product, and that's how he knew that the Sarah oifen is not going to live. That's what he explains. But in other words, you want to be, someone wants to be alive, it means you go to the Shurish Adova, the Geffen. You have to, in other words, people just want, you know, like this week, beginning of this week's parsha, Bikesh Yaakov Leisha Mishalvo. And the Rebbein shows Kofsel or Rigs and Shalasev. What's wrong of Yaakov Mishalvo? Because b'shalvo, maybe there's a chesor in chios. You're not living when you have shalvo. When a person's accomplishing and doing, it's like something's difficult. But you're alive then. If you're going through something, you're alive. And the fact that every detail is described, and that's what we see. That's what you see from the. That's called. The MSC is a person has to realize. It's interesting by Yosef. It's called vihunar. So Rashi says it was a derogatory thing. Vunar. He was a nar. Right? Mesalsa basara, maisa naras. The word nar, that means maisa naras. We find the word nar. Vani vana nelcho atkoi. Avraham Avinu called Yitzchok a nar. And we don't find it's a derogatory. Where did Chazal see that by Yosef it was called nar? It's called a derogatory thing. Only by Yosef we see the word nar. Even by you. I saw by Yeshua also. V'yunar, right? He was called a nar. Lo yomush b'toychoil. Also says nar. It's not derogatory. It's telling you the minus of Yeshua. So why somehow by Yosef the word nar is derogatory? So the teretz is, if the reason why you call a nar because it's connecting you to the previous. He was a nar means who is. And once the pshat is, you can have a 90-year-old, you can have a 100-year-old fellow who has an 80-year-old son, and he says, "My boychikol, please come in and help me." Right? If a father calls a child a nar, it's not a chesor. So Avram called Yitzchak a nar at 37. But if the Torah calls you a nar, it's a chesor. But that doesn't answer by Yeshua. Because there, the Yeshua, it says, "Vunar." Teretz is the difference between Moshe, the difference between Yeshua, and it's in reference to a previous door. Yeshua is called Nar compared to Moshe. That's why Layom is describing that he's the next leader. Because he was a Nar, Layom is Torah. He was gleaning off his Rebbe. And by Yitzchak, he's called a Nar in reference to his father. But Yosef over here is called a Nar in reference to nothing. When you're connected, you know, when I'm Kaddish, whenever we say, right? B'talmidei, right? What's this? What's this Talmidim? A Yid Be'emes has to always be a Talmud, right? A Talmud Chacham. Why is it called a Talmud Chacham? He's a Talmud. Talmud's a student. When are you going to stop being a student? You know, my grandfather went to New Zealand many years, you know, for Stella. This is in the 19, beginning of 1930s. And there was such amaratzim there, he ran away from there, it was such amaratzim. But he was learning, and they were asking, Rabbi, why are you learning? I thought you know everything. You know? And they didn't understand the concept. It's like, yeah, there's always a Talmud, always looking to be vax, to grow, to become something more. That's what it is. There's chios. The Tzar Mashkin was chios. He talks about the vine, talks about the grape, where it came from, talks about creating the wine. The process itself is also part of the goal. It's not the end product. I know we live in a world that's instant gratification. That's what we really want. That's the, right? That's how we, not only that, not just the child has to realize he's part of the process. Even a parent has to realize that he's also sacrificing for the future Doris. Beginning of the parasha, it says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishu Bishalvo. Kofzol of Reigzer Shal Yosef, right? What's Kofzol Reigzer Yosef? First of all, Kofatz, he jumped like he couldn't have at least a few days off. You know what I mean? It's like, so, you know what I mean? Right? Zilba Melcheda, right? They don't have, the only day off in Yeshiva is Tisha B'Av. Right? It's the only day they're off, is Tisha B'Av. No, they don't have off. Right? They don't have off. Tisha B'Av, I think, is the only day they don't have Yeshiva. That's the only day. What's the Kofz or Reigzer? So the Sefer Be'er Yosef from Yosef Salant is mazel like this. The reason why Yaakov couldn't have Shalva, he says like this. Klal Yisrael was supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years. Be'etzim. It was a Gezerah. 400 years, Be'eretz Lo'ilayim, they were supposed to be 400 years. What happened after 200 years? Klal Yisrael were falling and falling and falling. They were Memtei Sharatuma. So Rabbi Yishlom, right? Chishev is a Ketz, right? We say in our God, the Chishev is a Ketz. Ketz is Gematria 190. He made a Cheshbon. For the Kates. What was the Cheshbon for the Kates? Kates is Gematria 190. Pshat is he counted ready from Leidas Yitzchok that that's 400 years. He was also in Golas. But if Yaakov would have had one day of Shalva, would have been a break. Then Klarish would have to stay Mitzrayim longer. And then when they would have fallen into Nun Shari Tumah. So now the words, because Yaakov Rabban Yishlam knew in the future we need you to be part of the Golas. So Kaftalov, you couldn't even have a break for a day. In order to have the Yaakov's B'Shalva, because then it would have been later, they would have had, it would have been that you can't now have a Gula without counting the Golas. That's why Yaakov was not to be B'Shalva. So not only a child comes from the Shoras, parents sacrifice for the future Doris also, in order to influence the future Doris. That's how far, that's how you learn from that. Okay, let's go to a new point. We'll speak a little bit about Derech Chassidus. This week's Parsha, you find the story with Tamar and what's name and Yehuda. Right? Interesting story. The Mashiach was noilet from the Taka. So, if you look, Mashiach Taka was noilet from the whole story of Tamar and Yehuda. So I'll tell you, interesting. The Sefer Bas Ayin is very famous today because Reb Biderman made him very famous, and his yotzeit was over a week ago, so it's not so far from his yotzeit, right? So the Bas Ayin has a very interesting mahalach in the story with Yehuda and Tamar. With Derech Chassidi, as we say. With Derech Chassidus, how do you learn this story? And he explains as follows. He says, by it starts of the Pasuk, Vayihi k'mishloish chadoshim. The Arizal writes that the Gemar Din of Rosh Hashanah is on Chanukah, right? That's the Gemar Din of Rosh Hashanah. So Vayihi k'mishloish, what's 3 months for Rosh Hashanah? Right now is 3 months Rosh Hashanah. Chanukah is the 3 months. Comes, he says, She'ika soiv k'mah chziba Chanukah. So now there's Meramas and these Psukim, Shloish Chadoshim from Rosh Hashanah till Chanukah. That's the Gemar Chasima. The problem is the Gemar Chasima, the Mekatre comes. And the Mekatre starts telling him to Rabban Yishlam, and he says the word Yehuda again, Api Chassidus, you have to know that means the Mekatre. And he says, Zonso Toma Kalosai. Comes the Mekatre, he says, Klal Yisrael have done Averas, Zonso. They've done Averas. That's what Zomso Tomar. Tomar is Klal Yisrael. Sadaka Tomar. Tomar means Klal Yisrael. Nimshula Tomar. So they've done Znus. They've done Averas. The Gemar Din should now be, that's it. Wipe them out. Not only that, they're so entrenched in Averas. Vahora Liznunim. They even now go pregnant with it. It's mamish part of them, the Averas. That's how far the Averas is. That means they ran after Hora Liznunim, Bechinas Devekos. So what happens? Klal Yisrael has to come. And they have to defend themselves. He moitzes vishalcha. What does that mean? So first he says, Oitzir v'tisarif. Take Klal Yisrael and burn them, destroy them. So now Klal Yisrael come and defend themselves. And they say, he moitzes vishalcha al chamei aleimar. They come and say that the sultan is a shakran. What happens is, it just looks on the outside. It's not really... Sometimes we do a chait, sometimes. That's not who we... inside who we really are. In other words, externally, we do sometimes chatoim, but it's not the debate, it's not who Klal Yisrael really is. He says, Lemi yash eile ashanoi chahara. Look who we are pregnant from. Look at this, he says. Right? With Dovek and the Rabbeinu Shlom alone. Eile Eloi to him. Not only that, they say, look at the chesemes and the psila and the matter. You know what the chesemes is? The shemen of Chanukah was by chesomo shel kohen gadol. The psila is the wick of Chanukah. And the matter is gematria, he says, kli, which is the menorah. He says, look, that's what, right? That look at Klal Yisrael, look at the menorah. That's what Klal Yisrael is. So what does Rabbeinu Shlom say? Over here, somehow, the word Yehuda became the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's, you know. Vayoymi Yehuda, Yaboyre Baruch Hu. I don't know what happens in the Sefer over here. The Yehuda changed from the Katrik to the Rabbeinu Shlom. But whatever. Right? He says, Tzotko Mimenu, I'm Chayef. You're right. Klal Yisrael is not as the way they make Katrik. Klal Yisrael is really good. That's how he teaches this whole story, right? So the MS is, B'derech Chassidus Avada is Mrochik from Pshat Psukim. But the mat, right? But the kuda of what the Makatrik does, and really what Yovan is called Choshech. You look in the Medrash, right? The Choshech apnei boim zeh Yovan. What the Yetzirah and the Makatrik and the all they try to do is they make things dark. They make things that we lose our self-esteem. We lose. We think we're nothing. That's really what they try to do. It makes things dark. That's what and we're made. That's what Yovan did. That's what the Yevanim did. They tried to destroy us. They tried to, you know, I heard from Rabbi Yosef Schwab this morning when I said this over. He told me that the words, right, Tzion, right? That's what Klal Yisrael is supposed to be back in Tzion. So Tzion is a tzaddik, right? And if you take away the tzaddik from the Tzion, you're left with Yevan. That's what he is, a Yiddish, right? Right? Tzion. Take away the tzaddik from Tzion. Right? We have to, right? We're really tzaddikim. And you have to connect the tzaddik to the person. If you connect the tzaddik and override Yovan with it, it'll become Tzion. Will come, Mashiach will come. He makes it Ad Yovan Shelo. Right? What's the pasuk say at the end by Tom? Ad Yovan Shelo. Shelo is referring to Mashiach. Now, is this Makatrik always is? He's constant doing this. Every year, Chanukah, we get a new growth to reawaken ourselves. It's got, in other words, this man's going, no. Going through this man, you forgot long and forgot about Slichas, right? You forgot about Rosh Hashanah, right? Now is the donut season, right? That's what it is. And now you have to really reawaken yourself. You got to revamp yourself to be able to vaker. This Napshad is now, according to the Rizal, is the Gemar Din. It's a way to reawaken the Din again, that you can really infuse yourself. That's the idea what a Yid has to, that's what the Koyach the Yid has to do. Of course, one of the easiest ways of all the Dovek Chaveram, Nerish Abesoi, right? Even though we have a mitzvah of Nerish Abesoi, there's an interesting halacha that Mishnah Berurah brings down. If you have enough Neros for Mahadran, and your neighbor doesn't have enough for Nerish Abesoi, you have to give your Mahadran up in order that they should have Nerish Abesoi. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha. So what do we learn from this? That sometimes we have to give up our Hidur, what we want to do better, for Yenim. That's the idea. You have to know that's what we're here for. That's what Achva is for. You want to know a good friend what it's for? In this week's Parsha, by the story of Tom and Yehuda, it tells you that Yehuda had to send to this Zoyna, he had to send her the Aravim. Yishlach Yehuda's Gedir Izeb Yad Reyu Adilomi. His friend Adilomi. You know, the first time the Torah says the word Reyu is over here. Whenever the Torah says the word Reyu the first time, it tells you the essence of what a friendship is. So Shwab actually, he brings down from Michal Ber Forschlager, you're right, he brings down the pshat, that what's called a friend, right? What's called a friend? A friend that you can tell him about your dirty work, about your averus he did. That's a real good friend. You know, in the Mishnah and Ovis says, Kanele Chochavar. People think, you know, good friends. Most people don't really have friends. They have social people that they socialize with, right? They move to another place. How many people are connected to the people from their old neighborhoods? In other words, it's convenient social life, right? To have real friends is the ones they can tell you about your dark, dark secrets. The Mefarshim, the Rav, learns the Kanele Chochavar. You have to have a Chav that's going to tell you Musa. That's what a Chav is. A Chav is to help you grow, and a Chav is to help you in your dark times. That's what a Chav is for. That's what really Chaverim. You know, some people think, you know what, we're here really to help other people. The Pasik is a story brought down with Reb Chaim Sanza. There was Yids who had in this town someone that needed to make chasna. And this fellow wasn't helping this poor man, this rich man. You know, this rich man ended up one day by Reb Chaim Sanza. And Reb Chaim Sanza told him, you know, that you need to help others. He says, I'm very busy now. I'm saying, I have to learn. I can't, you know. I got to learn, he says. He says, oh, you learn? I'm going to ask you a kashan chumish. In this week's parsha, in Parsha Vayeshev, it says over here, when Yosef was looking for his brothers, it says, the pasuk says, V'yemtzeu ish. He found an ish. Who's this ish? Rashi says, Gavriel. So the Reb Chaim Sanza answered him, when last week's parsha, when Yaakov meets the Malach, he also says over there that what? Vayovik ish imoy. There's a sari shel Esav. He says, how comes in this week's parsha the ish is Gavriel, and last week's parsha it's the same name, ish, right? So why is it, you know, right? Why is it? Why is the ish over here mean Gavriel and the ish? So he says, I'll tell you how. If you look in the context where it is. In a fellow that comes to help other people, that's Gavriel. Over here, he was toya baderech, the Pasuk says. Ve'yamtzeu ish v'netoya ba'salvei she'eleyu ish. The ish comes and asks him, matabak is what you need. If you come to another person and ask him, you see that he needs help, and you come and volunteer yourself, you're ish Gavriel. What happens by last week's parsha, ve'yavik ish imoi? He says, Varuche, give me a bracha. He says, no, look, please let me go. I need to go kol hashach. I have to go now and give, I have to go and daven by the Rabbani Shlalom. The guy asked you for a toiva. He asked you for a bracha. And he says, no, I got to go now. I got to go and learn. I got to go and learn. I got to go and give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to get to shul. That person is Sarah Shalisev, he told him. Right? In other words, sometimes in life, people, right, use ruchnias excuses not to help other people. That's Sarah Shalisev. Even when it's ruchnias, you have to go. He says, that's how we know it's Sarah Shalisev. Here, someone's in trouble. You have to know what, that's what I'm saying. That's what it is. People, the whole Acha Yosef really was a stain in Klal Yisrael on Ben Ol Chavir. If you look in the Meshech Chochma and Parshas Achrimois, he says, in davening on Yom Kippur, we say, Machlam l'shifte yeshurim. What is Machlam l'shifte yeshurim? He says, there are two primary chatoim. There was the chate egel and the chate of Mechiris Yosef. One was Ben Ol Lamokim, one was Ben Ol Chaveroi. And every Yom Kippur, when Meramas to the Ben Ol Chaveroi, by saying, Machlam l'shifte yeshurim to the Shvatim. That's what the davening means. That's what the Meshech Chochma learns in Parshas Achrimos. He says, rather, the Beis HaMikdash could only be built in Binyamin Tzchelek, who wasn't part of Mechiris Yosef. This is where the beginning of the lack of Achva amongst Klal Yisrael, the breaking of brotherhoods, the breaking of brothers between themselves. That's what it is over here. This is the Parsha. That's why the Meshech Chochma, I said, Parsha by Chises, V'Yosef, when it comes to the Parsha, Mechiris Yosef, Yosef Necho. Let me understand, it's beyond understanding how to shaykh brothers to, you know, to do this to one another. But that's really that pagam. Somehow, we're still living with that pagam. Even the Golos Mitzrayim, Chazal tell us, the Golos Mitzrayim happens. The Gemara says, if, because of Mechiris, Bishvil stay milas. It's a Gemara, what, Yud Allah for Yud? Yud in Shabbos, Yud in Beis, the Gemara says, Bishvil stay milas. That Yaakov gave more to Yosef. Go in the skal, galadova, yord, the bottom of the shrine. The whole gullus happens. The Tosfos already asks over there, what do you mean? By Avraham already said, by Bris Ben Absorim, you're going to go into gullus. He says, oh, but the inu, the suffering of gullus, that came because of what's name? Because of Mechiris Yosef. That in other words, there's something called Golas, but the suffering Golas comes, and we know that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorav because of Sinas Chinam. So the word of Menola Chavira, how much more when you learn these parshas, and especially in Ruchnis, that's what we say in Hilchas Chanukah. You're mechuyev to give up your mahadrin for Yenazeka mitzvah. Yes, you give yourself up. You do less mitzvah in order someone else can do a mitzvah. That's how far, that's how much a person has to learn from. On the other hand, we see how much when you do something for somebody, even if you're not really accomplished, as long as you try to do something, by Yosef, by Reuven, it says, by Yishma Reuven b'yatzleh miyodam. Chazal learned. There's an interesting Chazal on the Medrash, on a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Hadidom nas lorech, Right? Apischenu megodim. And they don't know the reach is referring to Reuven Shitzel Yesh Nevoim. Apischenu megodim is there near Chanukah. So somehow, this that Yav Reuven was Matzel Yesh Nevoim, that's associated with Chanukah. What's the Shaykhas? So once the pshat is, Reuven really wasn't accomplished anything. What do you do? And the Torah calls him Natsala, because he saved him. The Maisi saved him for another minute longer, he saved him. He went and saved his brothers, and the end of the Maisi, Yosef got saved. The outcome looked very bleak for Yosef. He was thrown in a bar, and he was taken, and he was sold. The end of the result. When the, right, what's Ner Chanukah? What's Ner Chanukah? The Chashmonaim also going to fall the same way. What, are you going to fight these Yevonim? So we'll fight, we'll live a minute longer, Al Yidden, that's also Kedai to fight. What happened in the end? The Maisa, they were successful. Sometimes you do something, that little bit, that even 1 minute, that's part of what the Yetzirah does to us sometimes. He doesn't let us, he only wants us to see, as we say, a finished product, so we don't even start. We become, in other words, we say, I'm not going to accomplish. But this Torah, the Torah is teaching us over here, that by Yetzileu Meyodom, the fact that Reuven was considered a matzel. And there's even a chazal, if Reuven would have known that the Torah wrote this, it would have been more Moshe Nefesh, or carried Yosef all the way back to his father. He was limited. He was limited by the fact, nature tells him he's not going to be accomplished. See, even Reuven, as much as the Torah does describe as matzel, but he would have done more if he would have realized how much more he could accomplish Reuven. The chazal tell us, El Moli, you're the Reuven that the Torah wrote this. He's not looking for to be in the books, in the good books, to have his name on the wall. Pshat is he didn't realize how successful he could be if he would have gone against it. He said, how can I fight my brothers? At least let me try and do Atzala Parta. And that alone, the Torah still describes as a certain level Atzala. So that's what we learn from this little Ner Chanukah. It's called Moise Boilach. From a little bit, you'll end up from one little thing. A person has to know when he started with a little, but it ends up, if you let it go slowly, slowly, Taka, it'll be Moise Boilach, and we should all be Moise Boilach till Atzala Yoveh Sheila, till Mashiach comes. Okay.